For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention, like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. I would like to touch a bit as a provocant topic, because right now we are going through all those challenges in the whole society, in the world. Like, we are going through the climate change. A lot of people right now are scared or fascinated by artificial intelligence. You mentioned avatars before, so also with AI right now, you even can create your own avatar. You can clone your voice. And in some countries we have the war. And yes, indeed. So we said, okay, don't save the world. and at the same time, do good for this world. So how should we deal with all those topics like climate change, artificial intelligence, the war, maybe the insecurity? You know, the world is the pace of the world is really very fast nowadays. So people really have to, I think it's a huge challenge to stay with this stability, getting a good and stable, clear mind, good heart. So how can we, or can we, that's the question, really make an impact in this world? Or what should we do right now? Mm. Because times are really very special, right? Mm.
We're living indeed in very interesting times. And this is a result actually of a technological evolution, which we can see also in artificial intelligence, in creating machines that are supposed to be even more intelligent than us, or at least as intelligent. We create computers, we create games that challenge our intelligence, and are happy that we created such an intelligent thing that can challenge us even. The other day I saw a game, somebody plays with a computer, chess computer, and the computer beat him, and he's actually supposed to be one of the world champions, and he was not sad, he was actually happy, because he could see that we are capable of creating intelligent creatures. For me, this is exactly the same happiness when God looks down as us and sees that we are intelligent. That's all. You know, we are just manifesting actually what is hidden in our soul and try to externalize it. Try to externalize it in the sense that we want to see our intelligence manifested outside in machines, in connecting with each other. At the same time, I see there has never been so much isolation, so much individualization, so much sadness, while having thousands of followers and friends in social medias and here and there. I don't see a very big positive, unless the human itself turns positive, the machines will not make us more positive. They will not make us more connected. They will not make us more intelligent, more peaceful. We can see clearly that the development actually goes, and this makes me very sad, actually in a very sad direction. Wars should actually be stopped, because now we are intelligent. Now we know how to create intelligent creatures and robots and everything. Why we are not intelligent enough to not kill others? Because whatever you kill creates another killer that might kill you then the next day. This is, for me, a clear sign that the human nature has not changed a single bit. Since the days of Buddhas, since the days of millennia before our historic Buddhas, some people see that the only way to create a peaceful environment is to become peace on two legs, not to create peace, not to bother about other people, not to create machines that work for us for peace, that manifest our intelligence. We have to become human in the sense of compassionate, loving, sharing. And as far as this big topic of climate change is concerned, and of the big changes that are challenging our world, my idea and my opinion might be as challenging, as not intellectually understandable, as anything else. But my deep conviction is that we did not, even if we think we caused the climate change, we did a very, very, very minimal share in this whole thing. And our stupidity is limitless in so many other ways. While the climate is changing, we are killing thousands of people who have nothing to do with the climate change. If we would stop this first, then we can turn all our loving attention actually to what happens to our beautiful planet. As long as we cannot stop the stupidities that go on. Right now you mentioned there are wars happening. How can I turn my face away from this daily injustice that people are being murdered and killed and just turn my attention only to the big topic of climate change these days? Everybody's talking about climate change. For me, it's actually a natural phenomenon. And we are still not there yet. Geologists, they have tried to make a big map of how many climate changes happened the last 2,000-3,000 years. And we had a small winter period in the Middle Ages, I think, 17th, 1600, something like this. It means it's a very natural phenomenon that climate is changing. It becomes warmer, it becomes colder, and we may contribute to it or we may not contribute. Even this is, for me, still not 100% cleared. We may contribute, we may not contribute. And to put the whole fault on the CO2, for me, it's also a very short-sighted vision, actually. Even this is scientifically not 100% proof, if this is the reason. We don't understand even how this whole planet is working together in all these beautiful small biocycles, how insects, for example, feed the plants while the plants are supporting some other little animals, while these animals are supporting the whole cycle. Slowly we get to understand actually how this beautiful planet is building up on each other as a big biocyclic organism, a living conscious organism. And I always say, watch out, be prepared to accept we don't understand enough. We don't even understand enough how the climate is being actually functioning on this planet. Just now recently they have discovered that there's actually some other wind channels, not only the so-called I don't know the English word for it, but the major wind circles around the planet. They're discovering now some other actually factors and aspects that create climate and how they interfere with each other. We are still in the beginning of this. I would not bother so much about this. I would bother about immediate social problems that we have. Social problems means feed the children right now. Don't kill the people who didn't do anything to you. And then let's talk about this whole planet as such, this beautiful planet. This is diverting our attention also to big high topics, artificial intelligence and climate change, while we are still actually in the same stupid individual level of Neanderthal and before that. And I would really focus more on personal development, create more mindfulness, more love. And you would see many of these problems would by itself get more easily solved without having nation and governments dictate what we have to do and not to do. Because then the consciousness would have actually more chance to rise up generally. And we need not just few politicians and scientists to tell us what is right and wrong. We need the people to understand we love to live together on this planet. We love to see happiness around us. Unless this is not happening, and this starts with schools, in education systems, in seminars, and we try to also put our share in it, to be friendly with each other, to love each other. And the climate will change the moment we love each other so much that we are deeply involved into our each other's welfare. This social climate will change in such a way And I believe that even there is an interconnection which we don't understand yet. That this will create another loving climate that you can forget all the other problems that we have, because everything can be solved. Everything can be solved. But not necessarily the destiny of the planet. We didn't create the planet. The humans have also to understand that there are certain limitations and limits. We did not create this universe. We didn't create this planet. We didn't create also the climate. We didn't create the oxygen. It is a development. It's first important to understand that it's still actually developing this living organism called Earth, how we can actually contribute to support its natural development. But first to understand what is natural development. Maybe it's natural even that the trees breathe in CO2 and exhale O2. This is actually, one part of our lungs is actually out there. One part is here and the other part is out there. So we are friends actually. We support each other. I breathe out, they breathe in. They breathe out, I breathe it in. Even this, just to understand how interconnected we are. And this to be taught to children, to be taught to people, to ourselves. This will create actually the social climate change that I'm so much looking for. This is for me my deepest concern. And outer climate changes, they are natural. They can come, they cannot come. It's not our actually our death. As I said before, maybe we created a beautiful new system, how we drive around without CO2 emissions, and then suddenly a meteorite comes and hits the Earth, and it was all for nothing. And we could have had actually a nice party in the meantime, and really more love and less wars. So let's work more on these topics and let God do its job.
Yeah, but you know, I feel it's so nice because I think also on a bigger scale, like the social climate, the social welfare, and when you look in the like in the educational development, so when they do their studies, like the future skills is self-reflection, empathy. You know, and you're having these inner development goals. They were launched in the 2020s for sustainable development.
Beautiful.
With this belief that through this inner development, you said it like be the peace on two legs. Mm. So I feel like this is getting much, much more validation nowadays than in previous time, because in previous times you need the heart skills, the methodological skills, and now it comes here, these personal skills, because the world is changing faster. So what you need is really having this sense of self-reflection, empathy, compassion, know how to co-create with each other, and suddenly it's allowed to say awareness, you know?
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes, this is actually the good side of the so-called difficult times that we live.
Yeah, it's not somewhere separated or a small group somewhere in an ashram or or wherever are interested in that. Mm-hmm. So it's really like getting much more attention.
Yes, and I really hope and wish that this gets vast attention, that every human being feels I'm part of this new wave of compassion, understanding, care for each other. This is our only hope. And this is actually dignifying human life. Otherwise, we have understood that it is not enough if we just care for our little selves, our little material security, our little private self, our little own personal philosophies, religions. All these things have brought us only trouble. Mm-hmm. Now it's really time, and these times are calling for it, to work together like a family, like brothers and sisters. That's what we try also to contribute in our little gatherings here and there, you see. And the rest I give up to His grace. And I'm very grateful and very happy and feel honored to breathe in His grace, to speak in His grace, and to walk in His grace, and invite whoever is open for that. And live and be happy. We don't need to repair so much as we think. We need to repair inside a lot and create a social climate of love and understanding and compassion. And I'm sure that the outer climate will follow that inner climate. Yes. Because, just as a last sentence, the inner climate decides the outer climate is actually a very, very good title because, look, if the inner climate is concerned, like, it's just 150 years ago that we discovered actually that we can use, let's say, fossil energies, petrol and oil and gas and everything. Texas was then like an Emmentaler cheese full of holes everywhere. It was, you know, the black gold they were used to call it. And now we see actually, and what was the intention? They could have had actually other sources. At the same time, there was also the source of electricity. Electric cars existed already 150 years ago almost. 120 years ago, they existed already, but they decided for that simply for the inner climate of profit, money. So if the inner climate was already more focused actually on welfare for the planet, for everybody, then this development on this level would have actually not even accelerated so far. And then this whole world is actually running on petrol, on oil since 120 years, and now we see actually it is not that good. Mm-hmm. It creates a lot of pollution, a lot of negativity in terms of too much emissions, which we don't need necessarily, which would not be necessarily there on that level, although I personally don't think that this is the only aspect that is creating the problem. But again, this starts also with the inner climate, you see, the inner climate change we need. And people like you and many others, we are working on this inner climate and start with ourselves first before we missionarize. Let's make it our own inner climate. Whatever condition, whatever situation, whatever happens to us, we stay loyal to our inner social climate first, our love. Then I'm pretty positive if we do that, that we will have better results.